You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
The Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is another Tuesday here with Elder Lewis Gray from True Pentecostal Community Temple Church, located here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida, where our pastor is none other than Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. And we just greet you in the name of Jesus. We invite you out to our services, which are as follows. We have our Sunday morning services, which begin with our Sunday school at 10 a.m. And then our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40 morning worship. And then our Tuesday night Bible studies begin at 6 p.m. And our Thursday night youth services begin at 6 p.m. as well. We welcome you out to all of our services. Come out and have a good time with us. We come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As I say every Tuesday, if you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise, because the psalmist said, "Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord." Glory be to God. So we welcome you here another Tuesday. It is just great to be above ground rather than below. I don't take that lightly, because somebody didn't wake up this morning, and that's how we've got to look at it. Somebody didn't get up this morning, but you got up and you owe God a praise. We welcome you who are listening in your cars, whether it be radio. We welcome you that are listening by radio in your cars, your office, and your home. We say praise the Lord to you. We say praise the Lord to those that are watching by way of Facebook. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Glory be to God. Again, sending a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. Know that you may be listening. Praise the Lord to you. And if not, you'll catch it on later on. Say praise the Lord to my wife, Minister Frieda Gray. I love you. Praise the Lord to President Charlie Kimbrough as well. And to all of the members at our church there that are listening by way of radio, praise the Lord to you, you and you. It is just good for us to be here one more time to hear what thus saith the Lord. Every time I come into the radio station, I don't take it lightly. This is what God has called me to do. Amen. And I don't take it lightly. It is an honor to be able to say what thus saith the Lord. Glory be to God. So without further ado, I'm going to go into the word of the Lord today. It can be found in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 8. We also want to bring to your attention, we had such a great time on this past Sunday. The Spirit of the Lord moved. You ought to praise the Lord, whether it be in your office, your car, your home, wherever you are today. If he woke you up this morning, you owe God a praise. I talked about the woman who came when Jesus was at Simon's house, and they didn't give him a kiss. They didn't anoint him. They didn't wash his feet. But this woman came in off the street, and she began to anoint the Lord, begin to kiss him. Hallelujah. Begin to wash his feet. And my subject was, is this how you're supposed to act when you know the Lord has been good to you. There is a way that we are supposed to act when God has been good to us. And if the Lord woke you up this morning, you owe him a praise. The Lord has been good to you. My grandmother would say that he woke me up this morning. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And I thank the Lord that he woke me up this morning, and you ought to thank him too. Glory be to God. So we're going to go to the book of Matthew chapter 8, and I'm going to read a few verses into your ear from verses 5 down to the verse number 13. Again, that is Matthew 8, verses 5 through 13. And it says, "And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Glory be to God. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for blessing us to gather here just one more time. Again, Lord, I don't take it lightly. I pray that you be with me, because without you, I can do nothing. As always, whether I speak in person or whether I speak over the radio, Lord, I decrease so that you will increase. You and you alone deserve the glory, but no one will take your glory. And Lord, I thank you, God. I pray that this word will go out to those that are listening by way of radio, or those that are watching by way of Facebook. And I pray, God, that it will fall on good ground. For Lord, your word said that your word will not return void, but it will do that for which it was sent to do. And God, we're praying, Father, that it will take root in somebody's heart, somebody's mind, somebody's soul. Remember those that are bereaved today, those that are mourning, that have lost loved ones. We're praying, Father, you intercede, give them comfort as only you know how. God, we thank you. God, we give you glory, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Good morning to you that are coming in by way of Facebook. Hallelujah. We say praise the Lord to you. You and you. Again, our scripture is coming from Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13. I reading from the King James Version about the Roman soldier that came to Jesus. If we read in this particular chapter, Jesus had just come down from his mount. Amen. The speech that he'd given on the mount. And there he met a man that had leprosy, and he healed that man. And then there came a centurion soldier. And what a centurion was, is he was a Roman soldier who was in charge of about 100 officers. And for us to understand the story, we know that the Jews hated the Romans because they at that time were being oppressed by the Romans. They were under Roman control. But I like what this centurion did. Even though he realized that he was hated by some of the Jews, somewhere along the line, he had heard about Jesus. He had heard about that there was this man who was in town who was healing the sick. He was raising the dead, and he made his way to Jesus. He didn't let anything get in his way. He didn't let pride. He didn't let doubt. He didn't let money. He didn't let language. He didn't let distance. He didn't let power. He didn't let race. He didn't let self-sufficiency get in his way. Hallelujah. He didn't let any barriers stop him from getting to Jesus. Glory be to God. Can I tell you somebody today? Amen. Neither should you. You shouldn't let anything, amen, prevent you from getting to Jesus. You shouldn't let your time. You shouldn't let your schedule. You shouldn't let your job. You shouldn't let your children, amen, prevent you from getting to Jesus. We've got to get to the point that Jesus, amen, is the most important thing, amen, that we've got to get to in our day. Many times we allow stuff to get in our way. We get caught up in doing stuff that is much to do about nothing. But we've got to make our way. We've got to press our way towards Jesus, because this centurion, he understood, amen, the authority that he had in God's word. And that is my subject today. We have to understand that the authority that we possess in God's word. Sometimes we appear powerless, but yet we are powerful. Let me say that again. Many times we appear powerless, but we are really powerful. Paul picked it up and said that we are not just conquerors, but we are more than conquerors. You see, sometimes we live beneath who we are. We live beneath the privileges that God has given us. Many times we don't understand the power that we possess in God's word. We go around and we murmur and we complain and we say, woe is me. Hallelujah. But can you stand up and be who God has called you to be? God has called you to be a conqueror. It doesn't matter what the enemy says. It doesn't matter how the enemy comes against you. It doesn't matter what the doctor report reads. Hallelujah. God has given us authority. Hallelujah. Look what he says in Mark 16:17-18. He says, in my name shall you cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongue. You shall take up serpents. And if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. Hallelujah. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That doesn't sound like a powerless person. That sounds like a powerful person. You've got to be able to understand the power that you possess in God's word. You've got to begin to speak the power of God's word over your life. I don't care how dead your situation looks. I don't care how dead it seems. I don't care how dead your relationships are. I don't care how dead your marriages are. I don't care how sick you are. You've got to begin to speak the word of God over your life, because God has given you authority, amen, to tread upon serpents. He has given you authority, hallelujah, to speak life into your situation. Hallelujah. Once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, hallelujah, and he fills you with his spirit, amen, you have the power, amen, to speak over your situations. Glory be to God. This man came to Jesus. Hallelujah. It says, Jesus entered into Capernaum, and there came a centurion, and he began to tell Jesus. He said, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy. He is grievously tormented. And you know what Jesus says? I will come and I will heal him. But look what the centurion said. He said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only. Glory be to God. He said, all I need is a word from the Lord. Can I tell somebody today, hallelujah, that what you need is a word from the Lord. What you've been looking for can be found in the word of God. Hallelujah. Everything you need to defeat the enemy is in the word of God. Hallelujah. When I look at this text, he didn't want Jesus to come to his house. Hallelujah. He said, I'm not worthy. Hallelujah. This man who was the centurion, he was the leader of 100 officers. He realized that he wasn't worthy for him to come to his house. But he just needed a word from the Lord. You see, many times we want prophets to come to our houses. We go to a conventions
And we want prophets to prophesize over us. We want to get a word from the prophet. We want to get a word from of the man of God. Hallelujah. But sometimes you've got to prophesize over yourself. Hallelujah. You've got to begin to speak the word of God over yourself. Sometime a prophet ain't gonna come to your house. Sometime a prophet, hallelujah, ain't gonna call you out in a crowd. But can I tell you that the word of God says you're blessed? Hallelujah. The word of God said you're blessed in the city. The word of God said that you're blessed in the field. The word of God said that you're more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. If you're broke, the word of God said that you're the head and not the tail. The word of God said you're the lender and you're not the borrower. If you're sick, the word of God said that by your stripes, you're healed. Hallelujah. So sometimes you don't need a prophet to come to your house. Sometimes you just got to pick up this word, this Bible that has 66 books in it, that tells you that you're blessed. Hallelujah. That tells you that you're the lender and not the borrower. Just begin to speak the word of God over your life. Hallelujah. Many times we come to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. But we don't apply it to our lives. James 1:22 said, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Glory be to God. Sometimes we hear the word of God, but we don't apply it to our lives. Hallelujah. It does no good if you don't activate it. It does no good, hallelujah, until you see a car doesn't do you any good until you start the ignition. Hallelujah. And you put your feet on the pedal. Hallelujah. You just gonna stay in place. Hallelujah. But the key is for you to start the car and for you to push the pedal. Can I tell somebody today, hallelujah, you've been stuck in neutral too long. It's time to put God's word into drive. It's time to see what God's word can do in your life. Can I tell you, as a witness, I've seen the word of God do many great things in my life. There were times that I needed money. Glory be to God. I didn't know how it was going to come. Glory be to God. I didn't know how it was going to work out. But I remember the word of God. Hallelujah. He said that I once was young, but now I'm old. But I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And when you begin to look into the word of God, he says, I'll make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. I'll go to the mailbox and there'll be a check in the mail, a check that I didn't know anything about. Glory be to God. A check, glory be to God, that I don't even know how it came, where it came from. I do know where it comes from. Glory be to God. But I didn't know that it was supposed to come. But you see, he's an on-time God. He's a God that never will leave you. He won't forsake you. Hallelujah. But when you begin to speak the word of God over your life, hallelujah, I dare you to start telling yourself, I am what God says I am. See, you got to put this Bible up and you've got to say that I can be everything this word says I can be. I am what God says that I am. You're not a loser, you're a winner. Glory be to God. God said that I would that you would prosper. Beloved above all things. Hallelujah. He would that we would prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prosper. Don't you know it's in the Lord's will that we be in good health? It is in his will, hallelujah, that we prosper. It is in his will, God, that we do what he says that we're supposed to do. We've just got to begin to understand the authority that we have in God's word. Many times, we don't understand who we are. We don't understand whose we are. But you've got to understand that when I realize who I am, I'm a child of God. I'm a servant of God. Glory be to God. And you know what? Not only are you a child of God, but the Bible says that we are heirs. Glory be to God. You know, oh my God, my God. Do you know what an heir is? Hallelujah. That means I'm going to inherit something. Glory be to God. If God has healing, hallelujah, I inherit his healing. If the Lord said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, glory be to God, hallelujah, whatever's in the earth is mine. I dare you to say it's mine, that healing is mine, glory be to God, that job is mine, glory be to God, that house is mine, that healing is mine, that deliverance is mine, glory be to God. And if the enemy try to tell you any different, you've got to go to the word of God. Say, the word of God said, it's mine. It's mine. I, understand the authority that God has given me, that I can speak to a mountain and it be removed. You understand what power that is? Glory be to God. He said that if I have faith as small as a mustard seed. See, sometimes we think we got to have this great big faith, this gigantic faith. But you know how small a mustard seed is? A mustard seed is all tiny. Glory be to God. It's tiny. Jesus said that if we have faith as small as a tiny mustard seed, we can speak to our mountain and our mountains be removed. My God, my God. See, the reason you got to check yourself, glory be to God. There was a song in the world that said, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Glory be to God. You've got to check yourself. Hallelujah. Check and see if you're speaking the word of God over your life. Glory be to God. You check yourself to see if you're speaking to that mountain. Glory. See, we spend too many time talking about our problems, glory be to God, rather than talking to our problems. Hallelujah. We've got to tell our problems about Jesus, glory be to God. We've got to tell our situations about a God that's bigger than our situation. He said that if we speak to it, it's got to be moved. Hallelujah. I dare you today, hallelujah, begin to speak to your situation. Begin to tell it. It's got to move. You got to tell the devil, get out of your house. You got to tell the sickness, get out of your house. You got to tell the problems, hallelujah, to leave your children alone. You got to cast out the spirit of suicide. Glory be to God. You got to begin to speak life over your family. And you know what? Don't wait till problems come. Hallelujah. You've got to speak it before they come. Glory be to God. You've got to tell whatever trouble. Now, we know we're going to have problems in life. Glory be to God. But you've got to begin to speak some things that you don't want to happen in your life. Don't wait till the cancer comes. Glory be to God. Begin to speak that cancer shall never have a place in my house. Begin to speak the word of God over your life. Begin to declare what you want to happen in your life. Glory be to God. God has given us authority. Hallelujah. And look what he says to him. He says, I'm a man under authority. He says, I having soldiers under me. He said, I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. What was he saying here? Glory be to God. All you got to do is have a job. When you go to your job, you've got managers and you've got supervisors that tell you what to do. All they got to do is tell you how to do this, do that, and you gonna do it. Glory be to God. Sometimes you just tell your children, go do this, go do that, and your children do it. Glory be to God. He said, I understand authority. Hallelujah. Because I have authority myself. All you got to do is be a parent. Hallelujah. And understand that you've got authority over your children. Glory be to God. That's what he was saying, that God, I know you have greater authority because you're the one. You're the one that back in years ago, hallelujah, you spoke the word into existence. You spoke this world, the universe into existence. The Bible says in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Hallelujah. God is the word. He spoke it into existence. He just said, let there be light. And there was light. See, sometimes you've got to speak to your situation and say, let there be. Glory be to God. Let there be prosperity. Let there be health. Glory be to God. Let there be a resolution to whatever situation that you're going to. You've just got to speak it over your life. You've got authority. You don't have to be powerless. You're powerful. Glory be to God. You're powerful. You've got to stick your chest out and you got to tell the devil, I'm not powerless. I'm powerful. Powerful. I've got power to tread on you. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us that the grass withered and the flower faded, but the word of God shall stand forever. Everything is going down, but the word of God. Glory be to God. When I can't depend on mama, when I can't depend on daddy, when I can't depend on my children, I can depend on the word of God. I know that God's word is the same today, yesterday, and forever. If it happened in the Bible days, God ain't changed. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. The problem is, we change. We've got to have the faith that some of these disciples had. They were facing persecution. They were going to be killed. They were going to be martyred, but they stood on the word of God. You've got to stand on the word of God today that you have authority over your situation. Glory be to God. And you know, when Jesus heard this centurion, he marveled. Glory be to God. He said unto them, Hallelujah. Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. He said, I've not seen this type of faith. Glory be to God. That's the type of faith we've got to have. We've got to have that crazy faith. Glory be to God. I wish you would tell yourself now, I've got to have crazy faith. You've got to believe stuff that other folks are, oh, that ain't gonna happen. You talking crazy. Glory be to God. But God is wanting somebody with crazy faith. Glory be to God. I'm just crazy enough to believe God's gonna do it. Hallelujah. The reason the Bible says that we receive not because we ask not. See, you've got to stop asking God for stuff you can do for yourself. Glory be to God. You've got to ask God for some crazy stuff. Hallelujah. God, make me a millionaire. Glory be to God. Why? Because I want to bless you. I want to be able to bless others. God, bless me. Glory be to God. So that I'm put in a position where I can bless others. Glory be to God. Crazy faith. Glory be to God. Understand the authority that you have. Glory be to God. And then I like what he says. Hallelujah. And he says unto the centurion, go thy way as thou hast believed. So be it done unto thee. I like what Latrice Ryan has been saying these days. Believe. Glory be to God. Become what you believe. Hallelujah. Become what you believe. Don't allow what you see to hinder what you believe. It might not look like it's going to happen, but we walk by faith and not by sight. Glory be to God. I'm going to become what I believe. Glory be to God. If you believe you're healed, become it. Glory be to God. If you believe you're rich, become it. Glory be to God. You have authority to do it. God has given you authority. Glory be to God. Walk in your authority. You have authority to tread on serpents. Hallelujah. You have authority to lay hands on the sick. And the Bible says they will recover. If you drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Walk in it. Walk in your authority. We're powerless only because we choose to be powerless. But God has not made us powerless. He has made us powerful. He has supplied everything we need to win. Glory be to God. He has supplied everything. Just think on this. If you would think on nothing else, God has supplied you with everything you need to win. Glory be to God. That's what he was telling the centurion understood his authority. And you've got to understand the authority of God's word. It gives you victory. So until next time, next week at the same channel, 99.9 here in Coco, glory be to God. And then on Facebook, join me next week, 11:30 at the same time. You be blessed and walk in your authority. You be blessed in Jesus' name.
We here at True Pentecostal Community and Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir sings.
Spilled for the world.